What you manifest in your mind, you can bring to reality.
The Anakin Florian Podcast, one of my favorite MMA podcasts I go to as the only sport that I follow being MMA, specifically the UFC. There's a handful of podcasts that I enjoy to keep me up to date on the UFC, to provide with nice, analysis on past fights, breakdowns for upcoming fights. This is one of the best, hosted by John Anik and Kenny Florian. John Anik being the UFC's play-by-play guy, Kenny Florian being an analyst for the UFC and I guess ESPN. I don't know if they did for a while have their show with Fox. Before that, it was produced by TJ DeSantis, and yet again is being produced by TJ DeSantis, someone who's produced a lot of MMA podcasts over the years, including doing play-by-play and commentary for, I believe, Invicta, as well as Eddie Bravo's Invitational, EBI. Probably other things as well. So he's very professional on the mic, good producer. But yeah, Anik and Florian, I love the great duo between the two of them. They talk about other sports, which I don't really care about. They dip into pop culture now and then, but it's primarily an MMA podcast. Where they, break down the card like most MMA podcasts, talk about the most recent fight, talk about the most upcoming card, and any other news that's going on in MMA they talk about. I think Kenny Florian has some of the best analysis on fights, some of the best breakdowns on fights. I enjoy the detail he puts into it more than a lot of the other podcasts. I don't really get the level of detail. Not only from him being a former fighter, one of the original Ultimate Fighters from the first season of The Ultimate Fighter, fought Diego Sanchez in the finale, the fight that happened just before the historic Stephen Bonner-Forrest Griffin fight was crazy. Diego Sanchez versus Kenny Florian, both up a weight class from where he fought at. One of my favorite fighters as well during his time in the UFC, Kenny Florian. And then John Anik came in a little late into the UFC as a play-by-play guy, eventually took over for Goldie when Goldie left to Bellator, or I guess the UFC let him go, and then he went to Bellator. Anik then took over as the main spot, which I appreciate. I like him on the mic during the broadcast. I enjoy his podcast. I like his honesty that he brings to the podcast when it comes to talking about the production of the UFC or decisions that he saw. He's very honest about, I just like his opinion on stuff and I like his heart. And he's a pro. He's a pro in every sense of the word. The show has more of a radio feel. Like Anik does the call to the show, like, oh, you're listening to the Anik and Florian podcast throughout. It's very radio style. But I don't mind it. I don't mind it at all. I enjoy the show. They do their picks, which I enjoy listening to see how close their picks are to my own. They also have Ray Longo call in, who is a coach for out in, I think, Long Island. Rage and Ally Quinta is one of his students, his fighters that he trains. Aljamain Sterling, another one. He does the training with Matt Serra, who is also hilarious, which Matt Serra does one of those ex-fighter stand-up comedian duos, which there's a lot of in the MMA podcast world. You got Fighter and the Kid, you got Believe You Me, and of course the UFC, the official UFC podcast, UFC Unfiltered with Matt Serra and Jim Norton, which is a fun one. I stopped listening because, like so many other MMA podcasts, it was very advertising heavy, and I just was over it. Versus like the MMA Hour or Ariel Helwani's MMA show, where there's really very little advertising. Anik and Florian, very little advertising. And Believe You Me, very little advertising, which I enjoy. I don't want the podcast to remind me of Playboy magazine, where it's mostly articles and advertising, very little nudity. Like, I want the meat. I want more meat than bone. Let's put it that way. So I enjoy their show. And they get guests on. They get people calling in to, you know, other MMA fighters or coaches. They also do picks. There's like a competition, the pick of the week or the main event challenge, where Kenny Florian goes up. It was a rotating guests, rotating pickers for John Anik, who had to stop picking fights. I believe it was around the 209 tattoo controversy. I think somewhere around there. Maybe I don't know if he got some heat for, you know, choosing fights, being someone who also does the broadcasting. So Kenny Florian no longer doing the broadcasting for whatever reason. I don't know. Well, there was a thing where Kenny had been caught accidentally plagiarizing another journalist and was, I think, let go temporarily when UFC was with Fox. But still kept on in other components. He just doesn't do the color analyst, which he used to do, which I really enjoyed him on the mic. But, you know, he's still doing the analyst and still doing a lot of different shows, including BattleBots, which is a show that I used to love watching back in the day. That's still going on. Haven't watched it, though, since back in the day. But Kenny Florian is one of the commentators for that show, which is cool. It's cool that he sprouted out as being a fighter that I really enjoyed that's kind of moved on from the sport. It's cool to see him kind of branch out and do these different things. And then John Anik as well. I actually saw John Anik in the men's restroom at a UFC, at the UFC International Fight Week. Many years ago, I went to the signing, the thing where you can go and fans can go wait in long lines to get autographs from fighters, which is a huge waste of time. I am a huge hater of waiting in lines, and that's all that thing was. It was cool, though, to see the fighters in person walking around. But I saw John Anik, yeah, coming out of the bathroom. A small man, but I appreciate his big energy when he does his show. And I appreciate the Anik and Florian podcast for keeping me up to date with all that's going on in MMA and a good rounding out of the shows that I enjoy to watch and listen to on a regular basis. So that's it for this episode. Go check out Anik and Florian podcast on all the audio versions, and I think they're going to start doing video again as well. But that's it for this episode. New episodes of this show come out daily. Subscribe on IGTV, YouTube, and everywhere else podcasts are found. Go buy one of my original paintings, over 800 available now at inspireddisorder.com. There's also T-shirts like the one I'm wearing right now, the Conspiracy Disorder shirt, the ZZ shirt, and donations. All of that, inspireddisorder.com. If you want to buy something, save 10% when you use coupon code INSPIRED. At Ray Taylor for me on all social media. Have a great day, everybody. Peace out!